Some important developments. We can look at Myanmar today, someplace you often hear called Burma. President Obama has been speaking to the country's pro-democracy leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and overnight it was announced that Hillary Clinton will visit Myanmar.
She will be the first American Secretary of State to travel to the country in over half a century. And she will explore whether the United States can empower a positive transition in Burma and begin a new chapter between our countries.
All this as Aung San Suu Kyi says she's decided to stand for election to parliament. That breaks a boycott that's lasted for two decades. Rachel Harvey's been covering the story for our partner, the BBC, and joins us from Bangkok in neighboring Thailand. Rachel, obviously a lot has changed over the past 50 years that have led to these sort of cataclysmic diplomatic changes. What would you point to as maybe triggering President Obama's change in stance?
I guess you could trace it back to the elections last November, elections which were widely criticised at the time as not being free and fair, not being properly democratic, but at least it was some kind of change. It ushered in a bicameral parliament, not dissimilar to Congress, and a new presidency under a former general, sure, but a guy who seems to be more reform-minded. So a new government, a new political system in place. There were criticisms of it, people were very wary of it, but a series of changes have been pushed through now, allowing union laws, allowing slightly more freedom within the media, although in the context of Burma, there are still pretty strict restrictions in place, but things are beginning to ease a bit. Crucially, some political prisoners have been released, and there have been direct talks between the new government and Aung San Suu Kyi. All of that has created a new environment in Burma. People have been watching carefully, and now it seems that both the United States externally and the opposition under Aung San Suu Kyi internally have decided that it is time to properly re-engage again and try and keep this momentum of reform going.
Well, is this change we can believe in, i.e. will the military step down and relinquish power?
Well, they have officially. The military handed over power in March to this new hybrid administration. It's nominally civilian-led, albeit that those civilians only took off their uniforms to run in the election
last
year.
Right, exactly.
So, yes, the cynics would say, look, these are the same people in different clothes. This is the same old playbook. Others would say, no, this is genuine this time. How far it goes, whether it's irreversible, those are really key questions. But there are serious steps that have been taken to try and change what's going on in Burma, inside the system. The country knows that it needs to develop economically. It lags so far behind other partners in the region. And it is now strategically placed, of course, between China and India, two growing powers. So the outside world wants to get in there and influence what's happening and invest as soon as possible. You've got inside the country people who think, well, this is probably the best opportunity we've had in decades to try and influence the way these changes are going. And maybe it's better to do that from inside the tent.
That's Rachel Harvey. She's been covering this story for our partner, the BBC, speaking to us from Bangkok. Thanks so much, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Several headlines coming out of Myanmar this morning. Most notably, Hillary Clinton will visit Myanmar, the first visit by a U.S. Secretary of State in half a century. Also, Aung San Suu Kyi has decided to lift her election boycott and stand for election to parliament. That boycott was two decades long.